Right, Matthew chapter 13, let's listen to the word of God. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And Jesus spoke many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went out to sow. When he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where there was not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up. But because there was no depth of earth, when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Verse 37, the disciples had asked him, what does it mean? Verse 37, Jesus answered and said, Listen, he that sows the good seed is the Son of Man. That's just another name for Jesus. The field is the word, is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy sowed is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in fire, so shall it be in the end of this age. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels. They shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now, I've had this up during the week. The greatest prize is to know God and to enjoy him forever. And we've been looking at that all week, going for gold in this theme of the Olympics. Boys and girls and mums and dads, the greatest prize in life is to know Jesus. I wouldn't swap knowing Jesus for Wayne Rooney's salary. I wouldn't swap knowing Jesus for, well, there used to be a saying, boys and girls, you say, for all the tea in China. I don't know what that really meant, but it just meant something really big. The greatest prize, boys and girls and mums and dads in life, is to know Jesus and then to enjoy him, to grow up and to mature knowing Jesus. That's the greatest prize in all of life. There have been some great moments in the Olympics. If you go back to Beijing in 2008, there was a moment that ranks as one of the greatest moments, or one of those memorable moments in the Olympics. Paula Radcliffe was training for the Olympics. She was a marathon runner, and she also ran 10,000 meters. And about 2 weeks just before the Olympics, Paula got ill, unfortunately, and she was prone to injury, but she got something wrong with her ankle. And before the marathon in Beijing in 2008, she had to take some very strong injections. Now, to run a marathon, boys and girls, is tough enough, but to run it when you're not that well is even tougher. And I think Paula got into about the 19th or the 20th mile of the race, and one of those moments in Olympic history that'll stand up, where she just collapsed by the roadside and she had to give up. There was another moment in Olympic history in 1992 in Barcelona. Derek Redman. Derek ran the 400 meters. Anybody? Oh, maybe. I remember running the 400 meters once, but Derek Redman, he had trained for the Olympics. And he was setting off on the semi-final of the heats to run the 400 metres. When, as he was running round the first corner, he was fine. But as he was going down the back straight, he said he thought he heard a shot. But what had happened was his hamstring had gone and he crashed to the ground. He said he was in a daze just for a moment, and then he came round and he realized, I'm in Barcelona and I'm running the Olympic 400 meters. He got up and he started to hobble down the back straight, and then he broke into a wee bit of a jog round the corner, and then he just stopped. He couldn't go anymore. And his dad, who must have been one of the coaches, but he was down at the side, and his dad could see he was in real agony, and he pushed past all the officials, and he came up and he put his arm around his son. And one of the greatest moments, boys and girls, in Olympic history, not that Derek won the race, but his dad put his arm around him, and Derek put his arm around his dad, and they both limped across the finish line. And he got such a cheer in Barcelona Olympics 1992 that it's remembered, not for the gold medal or a silver or bronze that he won, but just because he finished the race in total agony. He never got to the Olympics again. We know this guy, don't we? I'm told that he's the fastest man on the planet. Now, he hasn't obviously run against some of you guys, because I think if you guys got to the Olympics, you could take Usain Bolt on. But he's the only man to have won the 100 and the 200 meters in one Olympics. Listen, boys and girls, the greatest prize in life is to know Jesus and to enjoy him forever. Should you ever scale the heights of getting to the Olympics, you ask maybe Alan Campbell, who rode his way to Olympic bronze this year, and he goes to Coleraine Baptist Church, and you ask Alan, what's the greatest moment in life? It's not winning the Olympic bronze medal. It's knowing Jesus. Because the greatest prize in life, boys and girls, is to know Jesus and to enjoy him forever. You see, boys and girls, the Word of God is so important. And our response to God's Word is so important. And that's the parable that Jesus was trying to tell. I want to introduce you to four of my friends. I'm not going to give you their exact names, but they're people that I've got in my head, and I want to tell you about how they responded to God's Word. The first friend that I'm going to introduce you to is Malcolm. Malcolm was brought up in a Christian home. His mom and dad loved Jesus. I mean, they loved Jesus so much that they wanted to share Jesus with Malcolm just every day. And so they would teach him the Word of God. And they sent Malcolm to church and to Sunday school, because they knew that when Malcolm would go to church and go to Sunday school, that he would get the Word of God. And as he would get the Word of God, they hoped it would go in. And Malcolm went to BB. BB's a great organization, because there was a Bible class at BB, and there was a great teacher at his BB, and they taught the Word of God, and Malcolm heard lots and lots of the Word of God, but the Word of God for Malcolm, it never ever went in. No matter how much it tried, the Word of God just never seemed to go in. Malcolm's a middle-aged man today. I haven't seen him for a long time, but to my knowledge, Malcolm's never become a Christian. Jesus said, that's a little bit like those who hear the Word of God, and their hearts are as hard as the the road outside. The Word of God's been planted, okay? The Word of God's been sown. You've come to Good News Clubs or Children's Clubs or Sunday School. The Word of God's there, but like lots of folks, it's just never gets in. Maybe there are mums and dads here, and you've been to church and done Sunday School, and maybe it's the first time you've been to church for a long, long time. And that's maybe you. The Word of God's been planted faithfully, but it's just never, ever got in. Then there's another friend of mine, his name's David. David also had Christian parents. And David was taken along to church and Sunday School. And David, he was a great character. If David had come to your house, he would have been the center of attention. He was a real laugh, a really good guy to be with. He was the sort of guy that you wanted to be friends with, because when you were with David, well, there were always folks around. And one night, well, after a long time, David went to a children's meeting, just sort of like the ones that we've been having this week. He was at high school by this stage. And that night, David realized, I desperately need Jesus in my life. And so he stayed behind and he chatted to one of the leaders. And it really seemed as if David had given his life to Jesus. And he went home and that was it. He didn't tell anybody, he didn't do much about it. He went into school the next day and he was talking to some friends, and it just seemed that the Word of God that had been in his heart that just disappeared. Jesus said, that's a bit like the Word of God that falls on stony ground. The Word of God got in a little bit, but there was no depth. There was no real understanding of what it meant to be a Christian and how we've been learning this week, how our sin separates us from God and how we need to have that sin forgiven. And so when some folks asked them about being a Christian or whatever, it just disappeared. The third friend that I've got, her name's Claire. Claire had a very difficult time. Claire was growing up and she was maybe about P3 or something, and she said goodbye to her mom in the morning when she went to school, and when she got home that night, she was living with her granny. And she never saw her mom for a long time. She'd had a really difficult time and she seemed to move from home to home and life was difficult. But at some stage, she'd got involved in a Christian group called the Girls' Brigade. And the Girls' Brigade was great because at the Girls' Brigade, they taught the Word of God. And as she listened to the Word of God, she thought, that's what I need in my life. She then got involved in going to Sunday school. And she heard the Word of God again. And the Word of God started to have an impact. It started to really help her. And as the Word of God started to help her, she started to go along to the young people's group at a local church, and the Word of God was great. Then she got involved with some friends at school, and they said, do you honestly believe that God created the world? And Claire said, I'm not sure, maybe. The Bible says, but I'm not sure. Then she started to have some difficult times. She didn't really like the way she looked. Now, she was a pretty looking girl, but she just didn't like the way she looked. And she said, why did God make me like this? And started to have doubts about whether God really loved her or whether God was good to her. And all this good Word of God that seemed to be growing up in her life just seemed to be fizzling out. And then something really terrible happened. One of her best friends was killed in a car accident. And that just knocked her for six. And the Word of God just seemed to disappear in her life. And Jesus said, that's a little bit about people. And they let the Word of God in, but then the thorns and the thistles grow. Jesus describes it as the pressures and the worries of this world. And as they start to grow up around her, boys and girls, it choked the Word of God, so much so that the Word of God just seemed to disappear and had no effect in her life. I don't know if you recognize that in your life, perhaps you're an older person and that rings true with you. Once you loved the Word of God, and once it meant something to you, and once you'd even have maybe said you might have trusted Jesus, but well, life just takes over a bit, and life sort of just overcomes a bit, and well, you'd no time, and it squeezed out Word of God, and it squeezed out church, and it squeezed out Christians, and well, it's just disappeared. Boys and girls, Jesus doesn't want that to happen in your life. He wants you to be good soil. Let me introduce you to my last friend. His name is Gary. Gary had the opportunity of being born in a Christian home. His mum and dad were good folks, but they never went to church. But Gary was allowed to go to the local church. And as he went to the local church, he heard the Word of God. And when Gary was just a boy of about 11 or 12, Gary said, that's what I need to do. I need to put my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so one day, it was at a Christian Endeavor little meeting, he decided that he would invite Jesus into his life. And so he talked to the leader at the end, and he realized that he had sinned, that he disobeyed God. He realized that when Jesus died on the cross, that he was dying for him. And he chose Jesus that night. And it was brilliant because he was a really good friend of mine. And I thought, oh, this is fantastic. Gary has become a Christian. And he really had. Because Gary started to read the Bible. And he started to love it. And he started to come along to church. And he was growing. And he started to tell some of his friends that he was a Christian. And it was fantastic. And well, lots of years later, boys and girls, Gary's still a Christian. Because something special happened that night. Now, close your ears if you don't want to hear a balloon burst. But something special happened in Gary's life. The Word of God had been planted deep in his heart. And the Bible says, boys and girls, that is like the good seed on good soil. The Word of God got in and it was planted. And today, the Word of God is still in his life. And that's what God wants for us today, boys and girls. He wants us to give our lives to him. He wants us to hand our lives over to him and to give him everything. You see, boys and girls, moms and dads, when you become a Christian, I was explaining this to the boys and girls the other night, you get so much. You get salvation. You get the hope of heaven. You get a freedom in your conscience. God forgives you. Now, there might be other people in the world don't forgive you. They might have grudges against you. But when you give your life to Jesus, God forgives you, and it's wonderful. A clean and a clear conscience he gives. But the other thing that he gives us is the Word of God. The Word of God to instruct us and to guide us and to protect us and to help us. And I trust, boys and girls, that as we presented the good seed, the Word of God this week, that you've invited the Lord Jesus into your life, and that the Word of God will make a difference in the things you say, and the things you do, and the things you think. Because, boys and girls, we sow in the seed, but it can fall on stony ground. It could fall on thorny ground. It could fall on very, very hard ground. But just perhaps it might today fall on good ground. That you would say yes to the Lord Jesus. That you would invite him into your life to take control and to live for him this day.